Now back to the post-game show on the Iron Pigs Radio Network.
4-10 here in the Lehigh Valley, and the Iron Pigs win the series by taking the rubber match today, 4-3, over the Syracuse Chiefs. All's well that ends well for the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs. Welcome to the post-game show, everybody. I'm Sam Mines, and this is your happy recap for June the 18th, 2017, as the Iron Pigs defeat Syracuse 4-3 on a Father's Day at Coca-Cola Park. A happy Father's Day to all, and to the Iron Pigs, it was a good one and a victorious one. Thanks to a 4-3 win, they had to sweat it out a little bit at the end, but they were able to hold on, and all's well that ends well for Lehigh Valley as they end this home series with Syracuse 4-3 winners, taking 2 out of 3 and erasing the off-putting memories of Friday night from their banks of the brain as they go on and get up to 21 games over 500 with a victory over the Syracuse Chiefs. It was a tremendous day for Mark Leiter, the starting pitcher for the Iron Pigs, and the Pigs got all their offense out of the way early in the first. Well, they got runs in the first inning, too. They got one in the fourth, and then they would add the big one, the big-time insurance run that at the time didn't look necessary, but would turn out to be huge in the fifth inning. And in the bottom of the first inning, the Pigs, well, let's start with the top of the first, shall we? Mark Leiter, 1-2-3 through Wilmer Defoe, Irving Folu, and Brandon Snyder. That would be a big key to his day. He would do a lot of that. In the bottom of the first, Cam Perkins led off with a double. Pedro Florimon sacked him over, and then Jorge Alfaro knocked in Perkins.
And the 1-1 is swung on and grounded out. It's short. It will score a run. Defoe up with it. He'll throw out Alfaro as the Pigs take a 1-0 lead on the RBI ground out.
And following that, Dylan Cousins stepped to the plate.
As the pitch here is swung on it, driven in the air high and deep out to right. Ramsey's on the track. He's still drifting back, and this is gone. Number 16 for Cousins gives the Pigs a 2-0 first inning lead.
It was a hot start for the Pigs, who got off immediately to a 2-0 lead. We move to the top of the second inning, where Clint Robinson led off by striking out. But Adrian Sanchez singled before Andrew Stevenson bounced into the oddly numbered 163 ground out, moving Sanchez to second base. Basically what happened, he bounced out to Leiter. Leiter turned and threw it, but he pulled the shortstop off of the bag, who then ended up throwing it over to first. Hence 163, runner on second base. Jonathan Solano then got a base hit, but it was not hit hard enough to drive Sanchez in. So runners were at first and third with two outs, but Leiter worked out of trouble.
As the pitch is swung through and missed, got him low and away.
Leiter, that would be the last batter to reach against him, would be the base hit by Jonathan Solano. He was perfect after that. In the bottom of the second inning, the Pigs would get another leadoff double by Nick Williams, but Mora struck out, Flores grounded out, and Mark Leiter struck out to end the inning. In the top of the third, the Chiefs went 1-2-3, and the Pigs attempted to rally again with another leadoff hit. This time it was Cam Perkins, but Cam Perkins was erased on a fielder's choice. Dylan Cousins would walk, but Rhys Hoskins would line out to end the inning. So we move to the top of the fourth inning, and at this point, we now move away from the good pitching of Mark Leiter to the good defense played by Nick Williams as he robbed Clint Robinson of a home run.
Here's Robinson, who swings the first pitch and lifts it out to left. Williams on the run. He's on the warning track near the wall. He leaps up and makes a great play. Up against the wall. He lost his hat. And put a star on your scorecard by that. Two away here in the fourth inning. The fan is kind enough to give him his hat back.
Williams did get his hat back, and you can't pitch well without a little bit of good defense behind you, and that's what Leiter got today. Great play by Nick Williams. He would retire the side. Leiter, that is, 1-2-3. And in the bottom of the fourth inning, the Pigs would get another run. This time, Angelo Mora would get to third base when he hit a double and would get to third on the error, and then Jorge Flores knocked him in to make it 3-0. The Pigs would get nothing more in that inning. Top of the fifth, Chiefs went 1-2-3. And in the bottom of the fifth inning, Pedro Florimon led it off with a bang.
Going back and looking up, and it is gone for Florimon. Pigs take a 4-0 lead on the fourth homer of the season for Pedro Floramo.
And at this point, it looked like things were going pretty darn well for the Pigs, and they were. But in the sixth inning, which would be Mark Leiter's final inning, he would get 1-2-3 through the Chiefs, and the Pigs, despite a leadoff base hit, would not get any more in the bottom of the sixth. And then things started to get a little dicey for the Iron Pigs. Colton Murray came into the game for the Iron Pigs, and he didn't pitch poorly, but he didn't get a lot of breaks either. Brandon Snyder led off with a double. However, he got Clint Robinson to strike out. Adrian Sanchez would single, but Andrew Stevenson knocked into a fielder's choice, which brought home Brandon Snyder from third.
And the pitch is swung on and grounded right at second. It might start a double play. Flores has it and then is able to step on second for the out as a run scores. There was some confusion between the second baseman and the shortstop. They were fortunate to get an out on the play.
Confusion, definitely one word for it, as weirdly enough, he had to dive back into the base to tag it with his glove. The Pigs would surrender one run. It was now 4-1. Jonathan Solano then singled, and Caleb Ramsey cut the lead in half.
And he's appearing in his 48th game. He swings and drives the ball to left field for a base hit. They're going to wave around Stevenson. Williams is up with it. He'll throw. His throw will go to third, though. And it's a 4-2 game on the RBI from Ramsey.
And just a little bit closer, Syracuse sneaked to the Pigs, making it 4-2. But then De Aza pitch hitting for Long would fly out to end the inning. So the Pigs still up two innings. But the Pigs went 1-2-3 in the bottom of the seventh inning. And then in the top of the eighth, Vendetti came out and immediately gave up a base hit to Defoe, a base hit to Irving Falou, and then a base hit to Brandon Snyder to bring the Chiefs one run closer.
Now the 3-1, and the pitch swung on. This is wrapped for a base hit into left field. Defoe's going to be waved around. He will score easily as the throw goes to third. It's a 4-3 game as the ball gets away, but the runners will not advance.
But after that, Venditti really got better. He struck out Clint Robinson. He struck out Adrian Sanchez. And then he struck out Andrew Stevenson.
And the pitch is swung through and missed for strike three. Three straight strikeouts for Venditti to get through the eighth inning, and the Pigs preserve the lead.
A great job to work in and out of trouble by Pat Venditti. Pigs went 1-2-3 in a very quick bottom of the eighth inning, and then Justin Therrien came on for the ninth and once again got himself into a little bit of trouble. Jonathan Solano led off with a base hit. Caleb Ramsey then bounced into a 4-6 fielder's choice, but Joey Butler hit a base hit, and that put runners on the corners with one out. However, he got Wilmer Defoe to strike out and then would end the game with Irving Falou at the plate.
And now Therrien's 2-1-2. Falou is swung on, grounded at second. Flores is there. He will field from shallow right. He throws to first. Ball game is over, and the Pigs take the series. And hold on this Sunday afternoon and win it 4-3 on Father's Day.
The Pigs fly to a 4-3 victory today over the Syracuse Chiefs. So the Pigs, 4 runs, 9 hits, no errors. For the Chiefs, 3 runs, 11 hits, 1 error. The Chiefs were 4-for-13 with runners in scoring position, leaving 8 on base. The Pigs were 1-for-6, leaving 5 on base. Jerron Long, in his first start, gets the loss. He is 0-1, 6 innings, 9 hits, 4 runs, 3 earned, 2 walks, 3 strikeouts. And Rafael Martin went 2 innings, striking out 2. Mark Leiter, third time's the charm. His third start, he gets the win, going 6 brilliant innings, 2 hits, and 6 strikeouts. Colton Murray came in for an inning, giving up 4 hits, 2 runs, striking out 1. Pat Venditti got his 5th hold of the season, 1 inning, 3 hits, a run, and 3 strikeouts. And Justin Therrien gets his first save as an Iron Pig, 1 inning, 2 hits, and 1 strikeout. Time of the game, 2 hours and 27 minutes, in front of a franchise record 6th consecutive sellout, 10,100, the first time in Iron Pig's history. Out at Coca-Cola Park, where it was hot, it was 84 degrees, but it did not rain. We survived a weekend that didn't look like we would get any games in without a single drop of rain. Once again, the Pigs defeat the Syracuse Chiefs 4-3 on Father's Day out at Coca-Cola Park.